Turn this off. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and I say hate way too often, because hate's a very strong word, but I'll tell you right now, when it comes to a state and a football team, I hate the state of Ohio, even though my mom and grandma live there.
Yeah, you're from Michigan.
I am, but the actual football team, why are we playing this pork chop?
I love the marching bands, and especially Ohio State has the best marching band.
The best marching band. Well, the reason I'm talking about Ohio State, all right, we really could turn this off any second if you wouldn't mind. Ohio State University is attempting to trademark what a lot of us consider to be the most commonly used word in the English language. Do you know what word that would be? Any guess what they're trying to trademark?
The word the?
Yes, T-H-E. They want to trademark the word the, as in the Ohio State University or the Ohio State University.
Okay, I'm sorry. On what grounds do they think they have a right to do this?
They're saying that that's been the official the Ohio State University since 1878,
so it's
theirs.
So why don't they trademark the Ohio State University, not just the word the?
Because
there's a million does. The University of Louisville, my alma mater.
Because people that are from Ohio are dumb, I don't know. But yeah, they apparently have 150 trademarks in 17 countries, not including these pending applications. Now, some of these you might have heard before. Some of them are kind of new that I found out. But I was like, okay, I don't have a lot of college trademarks. But it's interesting celebrities or pop culture people that have... turn it off, please. Thank you. Okay. Cannot stand that song. that have trademarks. Did you know Jay-Z and Beyonce have a trademark?
No. What is it? Beyonce?
No. Blue Ivy Carter. They didn't want anybody else to take the name, like for the baby.
That is so dramatic, and that is such a Beyonce Jay-Z thing to do. That is so stupid. Are you joking?
No, I'm telling you the truth. Now, Paris Hilton, this is very obvious, but that's hot.
Okay. She has every right to do that because That's Hot is hot. And
so hold on. Live the Web Girl is perfectly fine with Paris Hilton. That's hot. That's totally should be trademarked. But God forbid somebody, a celebrity, has a baby name. No, you can't protect your child.
Yeah, because why not? Like, what if a huge fan wants to name their child Blue Ivy Carter? Like, that's so preposterous to me. But That's Hot, she can use that to make merchandise, to sell things.
I want to have a new thing.
That's a business
idea. We have to talk to our production guy to get like a whole little jingle put together. But I want to have something anytime Liv makes a statement like that. I want it to be like, Liv Logic.
But it makes sense. It makes sense in my head, okay?
Like, it's like...
No, I would imagine it'd be more like, Liv Logic.
Okay. See, I thought it would be like, Liv Logic.
Yeah.
Kind of like...
Okay, and we can put Liv Logic. That's hot. That's cute.
That, yeah, kind of like Bob Evans down on the farm, like, Liv's, or like Hot Pocket, like, Liv Logic.
Oh, see, I like that. But that makes sense to me. Paris Hilton, you keep doing you, girl.
All right, Taylor Swift, she trademarked phrases from her 1989 album.
Okay, like what?
I don't know. I didn't do enough research
on
there.
The 1989 album is, my personal opinion, her best album. I love that album so much. So again, I get that.
Other ones that were trademarked, celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse. He's the guy that always like throws his stuff down with the hand. He's like, bam!
Yeah, because that's his signature. Bam!
Okay.
Bam!
Curtis Jackson. Do you know who that is?
Never heard of him.
50 Cent.
No way! His name is so dorky.
Yeah, I'd say that to him. Curtis Jackson, a.k.a. 50 Cent, trademark. I guess he actually trademarked 50 Cent. The number 50, then C-E-N-T. He trademarked, and I guess it applies to everything from shirts and pants to pre-recorded records. He sued Taco Bell. I never heard about this. Back in 2008, he said that for their infringing commercials. I guess their commercials advertised that they had a 79, 89, and 99-cent menu.
But they didn't use 50 cent.
Liv, I don't know. I think he's saying that they kind of tried to play off of the 50 cent angle.
Curtis. Yeah, that's a little dramatic. I don't think by 2008, I'm sorry, you weren't anything that was super wild.
Are you serious? He was huge by then. You
was he? I'm getting
Liv Logic. Stop.
My live logic might have not been correct that time, but he's being dramatic.
I'm going to, this next one, even if you know what it is, I don't want you to say it because I'm being
serious.
I know,
I won't say it.
This next one, do you guys know who Michael Buffer is? Don't say it, but do you know who he is?
Yeah. I do know.
This isn't funny. If our bosses are listening right now, they're going to be so mad at me that I'm even talking about this. I'm surprised they haven't fired me yet. No, seriously.
I know exactly who that is, and the only reason why is because of you.
He's an announcer for boxing, a lot of big events. I think I've even seen him doing some UFC things. I won't say it because I'm still afraid somehow I'll get in trouble for explaining it in this context, but he has a phrase that he says. It's five words. Go ahead, Liv.
I'll modify the phrase.
Nope.
I'm modifying it. I'm not going to say the exact words. I'm going to modify it.
Lenny, have the dump button ready. If I tell you to dump, hit it. I'm not getting in trouble again.
Okay, I'm just going to modify it.
How about, I can say something. It's a phrase from Space Jam.
Okay, and ding, ding.
Like a wrestling.
No, stop. I don't want you to do it.
I'm not going
to
say it.
No, Liv, you are not in these meetings, okay? This guy, no, Michael Buffer sued me and the company.
Oh. Yeah, they did. Joe did it, about a year ago.
And this was before I was here, so I'm off the chain on this one.
Oh, I was here. I was here,
He got money from, I don't even want to talk about it, because now I'm going to get brought up. Anyways.
Yeah, next.
Yeah, next.
Oh, yeah, but he has a phrase. You know how much money he's made by trademarking that phrase?
Tell us.
$400 million.
What?
For almost $500 million this guy's made by doing it, by suing people, but also he trademarked it for movies and video games.
That's honestly so dramatic.
But hey, Michael, thanks for coming after a little morning show,
jerk. Like, you have enough money. Just chill and relax. But I will say that brings me to another thing. I'm surprised this person hasn't trademarked this after what Porkchop just said. He said, what?
Oh, Lil
I'm
John.
I'm surprised Lil John hasn't trademarked, like, okay.
What?
I wonder if it is trademarked. We have to look that up.
Well, and we could be getting in trouble.
Finally, somebody that, I'm surprised he didn't get this trademark, but he wanted it. You're fired.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Yeah, he actually tried to get that trademark, and he was denied.
Well, yeah, because when a boss fires you, they have to say you're fired.
But I mean, it was pretty iconic. We all know it's fired, but everyone's like, you're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired. Hey, I have big hands, and they're going to fire you.
That was epic back then.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
That's from The Apprentice, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what do we learn here, guys?
Don't say anything because it might be trademarked.
Stop.